Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan, and I'm really, really happy to be able to sit together with you. We're going to meditate together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start momentarily. So please take your seat and get settled. You can be on a cushion on the floor, or you can sit in a chair, and either one is completely fine, in case you missed that. And as you get settled, I want to... I feel inspired to talk to you briefly about the most important topic in the world and the most confusing, which is love. Over in the Open Heart Project Sangha, the group within the big Open Heart Project group, which anyone is invited to join, we have a monthly theme, and this month our theme is transformation. How do you really create sustainable, genuine transformation? It's not easy. And I mentioned that there are four components to this. Simplicity, which I talked about in last week's meditation. Discipline, which just means coming back. It doesn't mean being mean to yourself and making yourself do stuff you don't want to do. It just means returning your attention to whatever it is you're doing, period. That's all. And the third component is love. And the fourth is trust. But just pausing on love, yeah, I'm sure you've all heard this kind of thing that, you know, if you love yourself, then it'll be easier for you to make changes and no one else can love you unless you love yourself, and we should try to love our enemies. And okay, yeah, I think all of that's true. However, what I don't think, and what I want to share with you that has been a tremendous relief to me on this topic, is it doesn't mean you have to feel anything nice, which is phew. It doesn't mean anything about what you feel, actually. This is radical, I think. It doesn't mean that you have to approve of yourself or think you're awesome or try to be kind to people that you think are horrible, or feel kindly disposed to people that do horrific things. You don't have to do any of those things at all, ever, in order to love. Because the definition that I want to offer you of love is simply giving your attention to whatever it is that you are doing or feeling. Because here, attention, awareness, is equated with love. In my mind, in my experience, that's all it is. It's the willingness to place your awareness on yourself, if you're trying to love yourself, which doesn't mean you like yourself. It means you become aware of what you're actually experiencing. That is love. It doesn't mean that you have to forgive people that do stupid, violent, horrible, crazy things. Cut it out, all you people. It just means that instead you give your attention to what you feel about it. You give your attention to the story that you're reading, even though it may be very uncomfortable to do so. That is all you have to do to love anyone, is give them your attention, and beginning with yourself. And the role that this plays in transformation, in making the changes that you really want to make, and we all have them, is not that you will yourself to become this thing that you hope to be, but instead you give your attention to yourself as you are the thing you don't want to be. Instead of being repulsed by that or trying to ghettoize that or trying to stomp that out, you actually open to it, turn toward it. I'll give you an example, and I won't make it long. One thing that I'm really trying to transform right now is my relationship to time, the way I manage time. It's very bumpy and very bouncy, meaning I bounce over and do this, then I bounce over and do that, then I bounce over and watch TV, and I'm not a linear person. I'm fine with that, mainly because I work by myself and I can be fine with it. But actually that's changing. I'm not just working with myself. So I need to figure out a way to be more predictable and more findable by the people I work with, and also not feel overwhelmed by the amount of things I have to do. So I'm trying to shift the way I relate to time in my everyday life. And the first thing that I'm doing is placing my attention on the discomfort that I feel around trying to change that. So instead of trying to jump to the change, I'm starting with where I am, and I'm not perfect at it, so I'm not trying to make it sound otherwise, and instead feeling my resistance and hesitation to the change, because that's what comes up first when I think about this change. So that's all you need to do, is start with what you feel, start where you are, be here now, all of that. Place your attention on what you're experiencing. Know, remember, that that is synonymous with love, and then watch as a process naturally begins to unfold, and I promise you that it will. I don't know how long it will take, but this is a trustworthy first step. So how do we learn how to place attention on what we're experiencing? Through the practice of meditation, which is the practice of placing attention, in this case on our breath, which we're going to do in a moment. And the breath, you can say to yourself, acknowledge, is actually a stand-in for whatever else you want to do off the cushion. If you want to change your relationship to time and you're uncomfortable about it, in meditation, the breath is playing the role of that discomfort. So you practice holding it on this thing that is pretty neutral. And then when you want to place it on something that is uncomfortable or lovely, you can do it because you've practiced it. So, meditation and transformation are intimately linked. Meditation and love are intimately linked. And it's just so much, it's just a brilliant, brilliant practice. And I am deeply grateful to you for doing it with me. Let's do it now. So please begin your practice by just forgetting everything I just said and whatever you just thought about it. Just let that go. And remember that the foundation of your practice and your life is simplicity. And here we are just allowing our world to become as simple as a person sitting on this earth, breathing. That's all we're doing. And it doesn't have to accomplish anything. It doesn't have to be in service of this. It doesn't have to feel like this or that. It's just sitting together, breathing, simplifying, letting everything else fall away. What a relief. Sit up straight, whether you're on the ground or a chair, and enjoy your own elegance. Your own physical presence is full of beauty, whether you happen to believe that or not. Feel that. Feel your own beauty. And if that feels in any way awkward, well, that's kind of beautiful too. Sweet. Let the hands rest on the legs, just above the knee. And let the shoulders relax. And the belly soften. And feel from your waist down, the bottom half of your body is weighted, earthy, and grounded. And the upper half of your body, from your waist up, is light and bright, and as a sense of blossoming. Your roots your blossom, as it were. That is so beautiful. The mouth is closed, but the teeth are slightly parted to help the jaw to relax. And feel all the muscles of speech rest. Jaw and throat and tongue. And enjoy your own stillness. Breath is natural, in and out through the nose. The eyes are open and the gaze cast down to a spot in front, 6 feet or so, 1.5 meters. Let the eyes be really, really soft. And imagine that your vision is radiating from your eyes like rays of the sun. And just by looking at your world in this way, you bring warmth to it. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Place your attention on your breath and stay with your breathing. Feel your breathing. Your attention can flow in, like you're taking something in, which you are, on your in-breath, and let it dissolve out on the out-breath. And with the out-breath, let whatever thoughts are in your mind also just dissolve out. Notice that there is a small gap at the end of the exhale, and you can just come to a full rest for a very brief moment, and then you don't have to try. The next inhale just starts, and go with it. Let it carry you. You can put down all your burdens right now and let your breath carry you. Your mind continues to think things, which is really good, but not the point right now. So if you notice that you become absorbed in thought, that's great. P.S. You just woke up, you saw where you were. That's a brilliant, beautiful thing. Now you have a choice because you're awake. So you can let go is the choice I invite you to make of your thoughts. And come back to your breath and observe the transition back, and let it be very gentle. And if it isn't, try again. Gentle here is the same exact thing as simple. And take a fresh start. Letting the breath be your place of ease. Let's close our practice by wishing each other well. And as we send out such wishes to this great virtual community, know that many, many, many thousands of good wishes are coming toward you, including my own. Thank you so much for your practice.